Lessons from the Wilderness, written by Amanda Eidelman and read by Kelly Givens. Today's scripture is Psalm 63, verse 3. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. How I praise you. Psalm 63 was written by David while he was alone in the wilderness of Judah. David had reason to be afraid, lonely, confused, and probably lacking in supplies. Yet, he writes his psalm that declares his love, praise, and thankfulness for God's presence in his life. How often do we hit similar wilderness seasons in our life and react with the same level of praise and adoration that poured out of David's heart for God? The more natural response would be to begin to call into question the character and nature of God when our life takes unexpected turns. How could a loving God allow this to happen? Where was God when I needed him? How can I trust God while the world suffers under the weight of sin and death? While God is not afraid of our questions, he is also worthy of our praise, no matter what circumstances we face in our lives. David gained a powerful sense of perspective in his wilderness season. He realized that what he needed more than anything else was a relationship with God. He declares that while his food options were pretty limited, God satisfied more than the richest feast, and he praised God joyfully. Think of a time when you were unsure how your physical needs would be met. It could be a time that money was in short supply, and you were unsure how you were going to make ends meet. It could be a season of sickness where you or someone you love no longer had the stamina to make it through the day. Parents know these time periods well when they face sleep deprivation or navigate other parenting challenges. Can you look back and see how God was present with you through that time? It's not too late to sing his praise for the ways he has provided. Even if we aren't like David, singing praises in the middle of the storm, we can still look back and thank God for his grace and provision through our own wilderness seasons. God's nature is constant despite the changing nature of the world we live in. David recognized God's amazing, loving nature even when he had reason to be discouraged. This is a great reminder to us that God is still good, still kind, still great, and still worthy of our praise, even when the world suffers through chaos. Beyond that, we see that from David's Psalms that the wilderness seasons are not wasted times. David was on the run, all alone, and definitely not being as productive as he could be. And yet, some of the most beautiful Psalms of praise were created in this season of his life. God used this time to grow David's faith in the Lord. It's easy to get frustrated when our lives are forced to hit pause or when we feel lost and lacking purpose. God is still at work and still with us, even in these uncomfortable seasons. He speaks to us in the wilderness. He grows our faith in these moments. He reveals to us more of who he is in the wilderness. God never wastes our pain. When we feel stuck, we have the chance to look to the Lord with renewed passion and faith. We can open our ears to hear his voice with fresh fervor that our need produces in our hearts. As David did, we can still praise God beyond what we are seeing and trust that his love is still available to us in the hard moments that life brings our way.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.